Thank you so much for tuning in. The whole world's listening, including me, Mac.
Tuned in to Creep Magnet here on BFF.fm. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Moonzoom. I'm excited about this show. I feel like I have been really busy with a lot of local political stuff that I will totally be talking about. But I also just have some really great music to play, and I'm hoping that coming up in the next couple of shows that we'll have more guests on this show. Kind of talk about their femme experiences and talk about some music I love. That's what we're here to do. What you just heard was Your Turn to Run by Malaria. And coming up next, we're going to play a song by Bette Davis called Politician Man. One exciting kind of piece of news is I've been working on this campaign to help stop unfair evictions by getting a ballot measure on in the upcoming June elections. And this measure would basically ensure that anyone that gets evicted in San Francisco unfairly has a guaranteed right to free legal counsel. And we had a goal of getting, I think, like 9,000 signatures by, I think, like mid-February. And we actually got 20,000 signatures 2 weeks early. So super excited. This has been kind of an unprecedented campaign. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Jen Snyder, who's been really working super hard organizing this campaign, and Dean Preston as well, and just anyone else that's been involved helping to get signatures, because I think that this is a huge step forward in the right direction, and I feel pretty confident about getting something like this passed. So yeah, just some exciting news about what's kind of going on. But now let's get back to the music. You're tuned in to Creep Magnet. Deal with it.
Sing it just like that, with the gum in your mouth and all of it.
I hanging out, baby. Get into my big black car. It's a doozy. Hey now.
Повторяю 10 раз и снова. Никто не знает, как же мне хуёво. И телевизор с потолка свисает. И как хуёво мне никто не знает. Всё это до того подзаебало, что хочется опять начать сначала. Куплет печальный он такой, что снова. Я повторяю, как же мне хуёво. Thank you.
I won't forget when Peter Pan came to my house, took my hand. I said I was a boy, I'm glad he didn't check. I learned to fly, I learned to fight, I lived a whole life in one night. We saved each other's lives out on the pirate deck. And I remember that night when leaving a late night with some friends, and I hear somebody tell me it's not safe, someone should help me. I need to find a nice man to walk me home. When I was a boy, I scared the pants off of my mom, climbed what I could climb up on. And I don't know how I survived, I guess I knew the tricks that all boys knew. And you can walk me home, but I was a boy too. I was a kid that you would like, just a small boy on her bike, riding topless, yeah, I never cared who. My neighbor came outside to say, get your shirt. I said, no way, it's the last time, I am not breaking any law. And now I'm in this clothing store, and the signs say less is more. More that's tight means more to see, more for them, not more for me. That can't help me climb a tree 10 seconds flat. When I was a boy, see that picture, that was me, grass-stained shirt and dusty knees. And I know things have gotta change, they got pills to sell, they got implants to put in, they got implants to remove. But except when I'm being caught off guard. I've had a lonesome, awful day, the conversation finds its way to catching fireflies out in the backyard. And so I tell the man I'm with about the other life I live, and I say, now you're Top Gun, I have lost and you have won. And he says, oh no, no, when I was a girl, my mom and I, we always talked, and I picked flowers everywhere that I walked. And I could always cry, now even when I'm alone, I seldom do.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to Creep Magnet, an hour full of femme tunes here on BFF.fm. That set you just heard was inspired kind of by last week's Women's March and the rally for reproductive rights that's happening right now to counteract the quote-unquote March for Life. I don't see it as a March for Life at all, but that's what some anti-abortion activists believe. Anyways, you first heard some Bette Davis. She's really awesome. That song was Politician Man. And I think, like, someone once told me Bette Davis is like Tina Turner meets David Bowie. And I think that's a pretty accurate description. But anyways, she's really cool. After that was Childbirth with the song Tech Bro, which I'm sure is really relevant for anyone living in San Francisco. But that band's actually from Seattle, so that's not the only... San Francisco's not the only place that has tech bros, evidently. And after that was Yanka with the song My Sorrow Is Light. And she was a Russian kind of female singer-songwriter that was big during the Soviet Union, one of the only, just more politically inclined musicians that came out of that era. So kind of cool to play her stuff. I found this song after watching a documentary called Hypernormalization that was really interesting. So if you're, I don't know, I think anyone should watch it. I don't even think you have to be into anything in particular, but yeah, really cool documentary. And then after that was Dar Williams. She's a really cool singer-songwriter, was kind of big during the early 90s, and just an awesome lyricist. And that song was When I Was a Boy, talking kind of about gender identity from being a girl to a boy and the differences, and it's just a really beautiful song. We have some Jane Weaver coming up next, so let's get back to the music. This is Creep Magnet. You're listening to BFF.FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Creep Magnet here on BFF.FM. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Hope you've been enjoying the show so far. What you just heard was Drool with their song End Girl. Before that, Lita Husic with Bozo. And before that was Jane Weaver with I Need a Connection. We have some awesome music still coming up, including a song from the movie Stealing Beauty, if any Liv Tyler fans are out there. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to the DSA Socialist Feminist Working Group, who is out there right now at the Rally for Reproductive Rights. Thank you guys. I joined DSA recently, the Democratic Socialists of America. And if you're interested in lefty politics, I highly encourage joining. It's a really great group. And I also wanted to say something about the station you're listening to, which is made possible through the support of our awesome listeners. So if you would like to donate, you can make a tax-deductible donation at bff.fm/donate. And you can even dedicate your contribution to help pay for your favorite show, maybe this one. So go to bff.fm/donate.
The look that love is out of sight. Two together. All right.
Right. me fait froid dans le dos. Je perds mes moyens, j'ai plus de mots. Quand dans ce grand bain, ce bain de foule, je sens soudain que je coule. Je retiens mon souffle, je me retiens. J'y peux rien, c'est physique.
To know the ways of the world, a means to an end seems the way. Who has the most of whatever is best, all the better. May the best man win. An eye for an eye is a blind man's rule. I wasn't born to follow. Travails that bedevil, but simply, for now, I acquiesce. Even now.
as it was then, so it will always be. The bridge has only widened as your disguises were there. I was never born to lose. I belong to no party. Suspicion clouds when a woman is around.
This is Creep Magnet. I'm Moon Zoom. Thanks for tuning in. What you just heard was When a Woman is Around by Unloved. Before that was Panique by Junior. And we started that set off with Goody Goody with the song It Looks Like Love. Before we get back to the music and I play that song from one of my favorite 90s movies, Stealing Beauty, I just wanted to talk real quick about this incident that you might have heard about. Chelsea Manning, she was at, I think, fascist or alt-right like party in New York, and I guess like her reasoning for doing that was to just kind of like spy on the alt-right and using her like privilege to be able to even go to those events to kind of infiltrate them from the inside. She tweeted, like, learned in prison, the best way to confront your enemies is face-to-face in their space, which is definitely one strategy to be considered, for sure. But then there became reports, there are other incidents where she cozied up with the alt-right, and a lot of people were really, really pissed off, particularly on the left. And I mean, I personally think that... I think it's obvious that Chelsea Manning's not a fascist, so I don't really see that line of argument. I think that, you know, a lot of the positive stuff that she's done is so much bigger than this incident. But I understand why people are angry, and I think that maybe this wasn't the most effective strategy for kind of defeating fascism, but I think that either way, like, I hope she like learns from this incident, and I think she really took what people said to heart. So I don't really think that, you know, there's a lot of these articles coming out like, does the left still, like, you know, is Chelsea Manning still part of the left? Like, do we still consider her as, like, you know, an activist within, you know, the left? And I think that's just like, you know, people trying to, you know, sow divisions. And I know that she's doing a talk in San Francisco in March, which should be really interesting. So if you're interested in kind of hearing things from herself, should definitely try and go to that event. But yeah, I just wanted to see what maybe other people thought, and also share my own kind of thoughts on that. So yeah, coming up next, we have that song from Stealing Beauty, a great movie Liv Tyler was in. She goes to Italy to try to lose her virginity. It's like the cutest It's an interesting movie. Anyways, this is a tribute to 90s Liv Tyler. Keep it tuned and deal with it.
I left my conscience like a crying child. Locked the doors behind me, put the pain on fire. Broken like a window, I see my blindness now. And I need love, not some sentimental prison. I need God, not the political church. I need fire to melt the frozen sea inside me. I need love. Driving into town, tired and depressed, like a flare of street light bursting.
I miss the 90s so much. That was I Need Love by Sam Phillips. Shout out to my bestie, Rebecca, because she always says, I want love with a capital L. Isn't that what we all want? So we just have one more song left. Thanks for tuning in. It's a little Balkan tune, so I hope you enjoy it. See you guys next week.
Dile do, dile do, dile do. Și iată din lume.